Pat Callahan.
And I'm Joe Torti, and today on a This Is Jeopardy edition of This Week in Pro Football.
This team's win over the Saints might have killed the Birds' 2018 playoff chances.
The Eagles' only 2018 appearance on this weekday NFL staple pits them against a fading division opponent in an absolute must-win game.
It's the K9-inspired profanity used to describe a lineup like the Week 13 slate of games.
Sal Pal better wear them Monday night. Chris Harris tells you which of these NFL athletes to play, and the pick segment used to do this right now on This Week in Pro Football.
This Week in Pro Football.
Don't make me sock you.
This Week in Pro Football.
Leave it up. We ain't on three. One, two, three.
The hardest-hitting football show in Philadelphia.
Expert guests.
Featuring weekly correspondent Sal Palantonio, taking you inside the Eagles and the entire NFL.
What? Anyone? You play with trust, you play with confidence, and you play physical.
It's This Week in Pro Football.
Are you ready for some football?
And now, Pat Callahan.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to week number 13 of This Week in Pro Football, 97.5 The Fanatic. My good friend here, Joey Torti. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Pat. Happy December to you.
Thank you very much. Tyler Zuli, of course, behind the glass. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, guys.
And we join you for another 2 hours of action-packed gridiron discussion here as we get ready for week 13. Another big week, but a little clever opening there, our Jeopardy opening. You know, the answers to those, the questions to those answers, Joey Bags.
I was looking for the Daily Double underneath one of those.
Certainly Dallas is one of them, was the first answer. Monday Night Football, the K9-inspired profanity. Well, you look at the lineup in this game, a certain word comes to mind. And then that's just Sal Pal better wear the socks, Chris Harris, with the jocks and the pick segment used to rock. Isn't that clever, Joey?
You rhymed in the lab. Yeah, man, oh, man.
That's something.
This is a high-performance program right here.
All right. So, look, we got a million things to go through as usual here. The Eagles, right now, thanks to what happened Thursday night, and the Saints just laying a terrible egg that I think nobody saw coming, Joe. Did you have any inkling that Dallas was going to be able to shut down New Orleans like that?
Not a sniff. Yeah. Not even a sniff.
Yeah, but boy, it didn't take long, did it? Drew Brees, for the first time in his career, opened a game 0-for-4. And that was it. At least the Saints took the wheels off right away and let them roll out into Plano because they never got him back on again.
No, it seemed like, I can't speak for you, I was waiting for, okay, well, in the second quarter, things are going to pick up for the Saints. Yes. Okay, in the third quarter, and it just never did.
Never did. Second quarter, they never touched the ball. And it was really something. Dallas, it's funny, though. You could look at it another way, right? The Cowboys dominated the game and won 13-10.
Right.
So, you know, there's something to be said there for the fact that there's still a qualitative difference between the NFC East and the rest of the NFC in terms of the top teams, because Dallas played about as good a game as it could, and it won by three. And but still, the win was not something Philadelphia Eagle fans saw coming, and it clearly, Joe, complicates the Eagles' path to the playoffs.
Well, you're a game and a half back now. You didn't anticipate that. And I talked about it a little bit in the first hour I was on solo, that before there was wiggle room with the Texans game and the Rams game because people thought, okay, if you take care of the two Washington games and the game against Dallas, you're in great shape for the division. You have much less room for error now because you lost to the Saints. Dallas beat the Saints. That's a game that they picked up on you that you didn't anticipate. It's looking ugly out there.
I know. And you look at this gauntlet that Philadelphia now has, Joe, where they're, as you mentioned, a game and a half back. They must beat Washington, which is not a rubber stamp still, right? They have to beat Washington. I mean, you know, you look back, Joe, that game last week, the Eagles. I mean, they barely beat a team in the Giants that are just not good. They're just not good.
True. And it looked like they were going to lose for a lot of the games.
Yeah. So, but now Philadelphia faces the Redskins at home. Then they're at Dallas, at Los Angeles, home to Houston. I mean, that is not a good little run of good trio of games to face this late in the season when you have almost no margin for error.
Absolutely not. I mean, and it's time when you're looking at it and thinking, okay, spots, could they potentially, Houston looked like they were going to be down, and now they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL. The Rams look like they're in the driver's seat in the NFC again, and they thought that maybe they wouldn't have the opportunity to do that. It's not necessarily the best, but plus Dallas is playing way better than a lot of Eagles fans might have anticipated that they were going to play. So this gauntlet schedule, you're right about that. I mean, even without Alex Smith, it's not going to be easy for the Eagles to pick up ground here. Really not.
No. No, it's not. They got that. You look, Joe, Dallas now has at Indianapolis. That will not be an easy game. Home to Tampa, that will be an easy game. Then at the Giants. Dallas' schedule is not that difficult to finish up.
Right.
I mentioned Washington, the Philadelphia schedule, which ends with a game at Washington. And Washington has the Eagles Monday night, home to the Giants, at Jacksonville. That is certainly a winnable game. At Tennessee. Tennessee, they're bipolar. You don't know. And then Washington hosts Philadelphia. So, really, it's Dallas, right? I mean, you got to worry about the Cowboys now.
For sure.
The NFC East is not sending a wild card to the playoffs. So, how is Philadelphia going to make this up against the Cowboys? Well, there's only one way to do it. They have to certainly win Monday night. They must win the following Sunday. And that's going to be a tough out.
Well, and the other thing that we need to consider here is just because Alex Smith isn't in, I mean, traditionally speaking, over the last decade, the Eagles have not dominated Washington. Like, Washington's been a team that's had success in December against Philadelphia in the past, so it wouldn't shock me to see one of those games go against the Eagles. It's getting tough. The outs are running out.
I agree, and it's going to start Monday night. This is a game Philadelphia certainly should win. The odds makers think so.
Yes.
It's a half-point favorite. And I agree with you. I don't think Washington suffers noticeably from Colt McCoy versus the captain checkdown. So I think that's not the problem. The issue with Philadelphia, in my opinion, Joe, they must score in the first quarter. I really believe psychologically what a logjam would break. What a different team you'd have if the Eagles took their first possession and rammed it into the end zone. I think you'd see a remarkably different team the last 55 minutes.
I think so, too, because this is the first time that the Eagles have actually, instead of, you know, figuratively, this is close to literal back against the wall territory. So if you come out and start hot, instead of, you know, thinking about next season or thinking about contracts or whatever happens when distractions leak into NFL players' brains, you can say, all right, well, you know, this is step one of making the playoffs, and we've got a lot of work left to do.
Yeah. All right. I want to have my say, Joey. We're going to have a brief discussion about Kareem Hunt, but first, why don't we...
Sure.
All right.
Let's get to Jimmy and Mount Holly next on The Fanatic. Good morning, Jimmy.
Yeah, first of all, before I get to the Eagles, Pat, I want to congratulate you on the New Orleans loss on Thursday, because that opens up the door for the Rams.
Yep.
If the NFC title game is ever New Orleans in Tinseltown, I suspect that the Batman will be using the Rams in that particular game. But as far as the Eagles situation, I told Joey the other night when I spoke with him on his fine show, which all of us can't wait to listen to, and I really mean that, is that they have to really bury Washington. To me, they can't pull another number like they did against the Giants. I mean, they got to look like the Eagles of last year. I mean, Winston in particular. And even with that, I mean, this Dallas team is good. I mean, we hate to say that, but I mean, after that hiccup against Tennessee on Monday night, I mean, this team is making a case for a puncher's chance to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think it'll happen, but I mean, they're playing good. I think that our season's going to come to an official end in Dallas next game after Washington.
Now, it's interesting, Jimmy, you point that out. Ordinarily, your answer this late in the season would be, look, just get a win. A win's a win. You win by 1 point, so what? But I think you're right in that because after this, they got Dallas, L.A., and Houston. I think they got to come out of this Redskins game with some serious belief that they could pull this off. And they're not going to do that if they win 21-20, in a last-minute TD against Washington. I think they have to decisively win this game, Joe.
They have to look like the Eagles of last year. The team that was beating Arizona, beating San Francisco the way they did in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fellas, I don't think that's going to happen. I do think they're going to win, but I'll be pleasantly shocked if they were to beat them, say, like 34-10, which I think at this point has now become a prerequisite.
Yeah, I think that you're right, Jimmy. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. That is absolutely going to be what it takes. Because that was always the question, what number do you have to get to? It's looking like 10 is going to be the number
Means that doesn't leave much margin for error, then, does it?
Very limited. Very limited margin for error. Yeah. So what do you make of his take, before we get back to the phones, that I know that you touched on it. Do you think that if it is a narrow win for Philadelphia, that bodes poorly for them moving forward?
Of course it does. Of course. All coming down to how the game is played. But if the final score is an indication of how the game went, and the Eagles went by one, I don't think they're... I don't think psychologically they're going to be ready to run the gauntlet they've got with Dallas, Rams, and the Texans. I mean, you can't pick three worse teams to play right now. Almost.
It's pretty bad. And, by the way, Marcus points out, for the record, that Dallas did kneel on the Saints' one-yard line at the end of the game. Yeah, so okay. It could have been a 10-point game. Full interest.
Appreciate full disclosure there. Honest. Appreciate that, Marcus. By the way, Marcus, did he tweet in there? How about giving out our...
Yeah, he absolutely did tweet in. He reached out at Joe Torti. You can catch up with Pat at TWIPF Pat. And, of course, this show will be podcasted afterwards. So if you miss a minute,
all right,
you can catch up on all of it.
Thank you.
Let's get to Rodriguez in Middletown next. What's going on, Rodriguez?
Hey, mis amigos. ¿Cómo está?
How you doing, brother?
Muy bien. Hey, listen. I think we're going to win on Monday, and we must. Listen, they had our number before, but it was with Kirk Cousins. They no longer have our number. We can win this game. We always have bad luck with Kirk Cousins, for he always figures us out.
True.
But now that they know Kirk Cousins, you know Kirk Cousins.
No, I know. True. Yes, you're right.
We never have. You know, we can never win with Kirk Cousins. But now they don't have Kirk Cousins anymore. Now they don't even got their current quarterback, which they were doing good. The Eagles must win on Monday. You know why they must win? Because that's the only chance that we have to win two straight. And when you win two, we haven't won two straight yet this season. Not yet. But if we win two straight, the morale goes up. We know we can beat the Cowboys the week after. And we'll be in a good spot to win the division.
All right.
All right, Rodriguez. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
I don't think beating Washington is not a... I don't think that's a precursor, if you will, to winning the division. I mean, Dallas still has an easier schedule than Philadelphia. I mean, I think they absolutely have to win decisively Monday, and then they somehow got to beat Dallas.
They have to. That's what it is, right?
If they don't beat Dallas Sunday night, then it's all over at that point. They'll be two games back with three games to play, and that's not going to work. So, I mean, it's all going to come down. It's a funny thing, Joe. The Eagles might be in a position where they might be slightly looking past this game.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, there's a 5-6 team has to focus like hell on playing the game Monday night and not think about 6 days hence.
Well, it might be easier because it's a Monday night game to get up for it. And if it were a 1 o'clock game and you've got the Dallas game looming, maybe that's a disaster area for Philadelphia. It could be a focal point. Say, you know, you're out here, everybody's watching you, eyes of the nation, Monday Night Football and everything else. Booger's going to be down there with his enormous scream.
God. Where do those people paying $200 a ticket see that bus roll up and right in front of them at the 40-yard line and blot out their view?
I'm picturing you like paying money for that. Like what your reaction would be, and it is glorious.
Yes. The Eagles and Redskins have played 166 times, Joe, in their respective tenures. The Redskins 85 and 75. There were five ties. The Eagles have won the last two, but Rodriguez was right. The Redskins have won the five prior to that. But the Eagles did sweep them last year. But you know, I don't think there's not too much to fear from the Redskins, quite frankly. Yeah, you and I talked about them early in the season. Was it you? Was a bigger Redskin booster? Was it? Oh, there he is.
That's one across
the
way.
The man behind the glass was the big Redskin fan. And
he looked really smart for a long time.
Yeah, he did.
Time.
He looked for a few weeks there. He was, he looked like Ron Wolf. But now the Washington, as usual, coming back to the mean. And there's not a lot to be scared of. They just got to play well. They got to play a full 60-minute game, both sides, score some points in the first quarter, terrorize McCoy, and there's no reason why they shouldn't win this game.
610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Pat, do you want to save the trivia question? Do you want to roll out your trivia question?
Well, since we're talking skins, let me roll it out.
Okay.
And I'll do that. And then we'll get to the phones. I just want to spend a minute on the Hunt thing because I think it's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, me too.
But here we go. In honor of the Eagles' opponent this week, your Washington Redskins, or Tyler's Washington Redskins, and presented by the NFL Trivia, presented by the good folks at Kennedy Ford this week, okay? And the winner gets a fabulous This Week in Pro Football hat, not available in stores.
Limited edition.
Here we go. I just want someone to name me. Maybe Tyler. Tyler should be able to get this one. I want the names of the three Washington players who hold the team career record for most rushing yards, most passing yards, and most receiving yards. All right? The three players who hold the Washington Redskins career record for most rushing yards, most passing yards, and most receiving yards. Tyler, do you know it?
I don't know. Man, that's how I feel about that question.
And it's all as a member of the team, correct?
Or yes, it's the Washington career record, the player's career record.
Got it. Okay. Let's go to Johnny in Philly next. What's going on, Johnny?
What's up, Bill? What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Doing real good. Talking about this Kareem Hunt situation. Real short and simple. I got my fantasy going on. All year I've been haunted by Kareem Hunt. Now, last night, as soon as I got an NFL update on my phone saying that Kareem Hunt has been suspended and taken off the team, picked up the number two running back who's now their number one. I got a playoff push going. I've got Kelsey, I've got Mahomes, and Kareem Hunt. Keep Kareem Hunt out of the NFL, all right? Keep on hitting 375-pound linebackers, not women. That's my thoughts on it.
All right, Johnny.
Well done.
Grabbing Spencer Ware, too.
Good awareness. I did it way too late. Tyler said that he was way late to the party, wasn't able to grab.
They play Oakland Sunday, and
that's a tasty matchup.
Just a word about this. There's, of course, lots of sides to it, Joe. There's no other side to the fact you cannot be doing what he's doing. You can't do it. Can't hit a woman. I don't care. It's especially in this era. You can't do it. But I don't care what era it is. You cannot do that. So he deserves the full brunt of whatever punishment. And I give the Chiefs a lot of credit. Here they are in a Super Bowl run. I mean, they have a legitimate shot to get there. And they took this step decisively. And you got to give the Chiefs a lot of credit for that, in my opinion. All right? Do you?
No.
Boy, look at you, pal.
No.
Look at you. I mean, you don't think any of the 32 teams in the NFL might have thought of a way to try and keep him on the roster?
So I think that there's no surviving this situation if you're Kareem Hunt, no matter which team you're on. But my problem is that this incident didn't occur last week.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's where my issue is with it, that, you know, the police report or the reports or whatever, that should be enough if you have questions, regardless of what Kareem Hunt says happened. If you're going to take action, like that's why it's hard for me to applaud the Chiefs here for swift, decisive action, because I don't know how swift it was.
I mean, swift once they realized the cat was out of the bag.
Sure.
They certainly stepped on. I think they did, because there's no way Spencer Ware's as good as Kareem Hunt, and their Super Bowl hopes just took a big shot. So I give the Chiefs some credit for that. But there's just so many. It's very difficult. It's a league that's a total fishbowl. And TMZ obviously pays a boatload of cash to get that video that the NFL probably wouldn't do. And now it's out, and it's Ray Rice all over again. But the thing that interests me, Joe, is here's a teammate of Kareem Hunt whose girlfriend told the police that this guy grabbed her by the neck, pinned her against the wall, threw her to the ground, picked her up by her hair, put her in a headlock, sat on top of her, punching her in the stomach. She was pregnant at the time. That guy's now one of the biggest star wide receivers in the league, Tyreek Hill. Now, here's the difference. There was no video of Tyreek Hill. This is I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. If there had been a video of that, what I just described, Tyreek Hill would be working in another career. So I just think
interesting.
It's interesting. You know, I mean.
So what do you make of the Joe Mixon situation? The fact that it happened when he was in college and he still ended up being a second round pick. I know he's not under the league discipline when he's in college.
I know, Joey, I don't know. It's a difficult thing. You're basically rounding up a bunch of guys to play the most violent sport in America. It's a difficult thing. I don't think the teams are responsible for policing what their players are doing 24/7. The 97.5 is not responsible for knowing what you're doing. When you're not here.
Thank God,
right?
Too.
Right. So I don't think it's right to say the NFL is responsible for making sure these guys are all at mass when they're not in uniform.
I think that's fair.
So I don't think the team should be disciplined. I understand your point, though. I heard you prior to us coming on that, and the team did know this had happened. So you're right about that. But I just think it's difficult to hold the team responsible for it. But I still think the Chiefs did the right thing. And it was a striking thing, I thought they did. And the NFL, it's way too public an issue. Domestic violence is a disaster, especially, Joe, coming 2 days after the Redskins totally stepped in it by signing Reuben Foster right after the 49ers cut him.
Right.
And the Chiefs had to look at that and think, oh, my God, they had almost no choice but to do what they did.
Right. Well, because you're right in saying that raised a big storm about, people. It's not that people didn't care. It's that you rip open a wound when Reuben Foster gets picked up and people start questioning, oh, what are the morals of these teams? What are the morals of the league and things like that? If you're Kansas City the commissioner's exempt list doesn't become enough in that situation. You have to say that you're making some kind of move.
Yeah, they made it. And, you know, it could it certainly with some he's somebody they're going to miss come January, but that's the way of it. We'll see if Andy Reid can pull that off. But it'll just I just wonder, Joe, at a very, very quiet and private level, how many Eagle fans wouldn't be that upset, or any team's fans, if all of a sudden they signed their team signed Kareem Hunt, you know, and you know, but it's not going to happen now. I think he's going to be suspended for a year, is my opinion. I think the league is going to come down hard on him because it's just too public, you know. And so I see him out of the league for at least a year, but then I see somebody signing him. He'll play again.
Well, he's still a young guy, right? Like the Ray Rice, like there's no blackballing situation. I'm not even confident that Ray Rice got full on blackballed by the league. It's that his career was closer.
Yeah, he was
done.
On the way. Yeah, he had passed the midpoint.
Right. So people are like, oh, okay. Well, you know, you have to weigh whether it's worth it to add Ray Rice to your roster versus what he can give you. Kareem Hunt, it's a completely different equation as a 23-year-old guy who's at the very beginning of what looked like a very bright NFL career. I would be surprised if a lot of teams weren't kicking the tires, not necessarily right now, but in that time frame that you talked about.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. We've had our say.
We have.
And we're going to get back to football now. There's still this game coming up for Philadelphia. That's a terrible slate of games in Week 13, Joe. It's really amazing. There's only two games this week featuring, aside from the Thursday night game, only two games tomorrow and Monday featuring teams with winning records. I mean, how do you even pull that off? Yeah. And there's five games in which there's over a one touchdown spread, and four of those five are 10 points or more.
Wow.
So it's just not a good slate for an absolute crunch time week 13.
No, it is not. But we'll go through it in the dreaded picks segment near the end of the show. We'll find some games.
Joey Bags is on fire. You're just a consistent 2-1 now. You know, you gained almost everything on me. You're a game behind me now.
Well, so I mean, when you start that far behind.
I'll tell you, man, you're catching up. You are catching up. We also want to talk this week, Joe. We're going to get to this subject, finally. Best ever quarterback drafts. We are going to get to it this week. We're going to get to it. I'd be interested to hear your take because there's been a lot of good quarterback drafts in the 2000s. I think we can agree on the best quarterback draft ever, but it'd be interesting to rank more recent ones. And we're going to talk with Sal about, and I know you'll be ready, the best quarterback coach tandems in the league right now.
Yes.
You know, because it's interesting. Interesting. Some pretty young ones might make your top five, right? So that's turning over pretty good. And then I want to touch base with you and with Sal, and then when he comes in the top of the next hour, about whether it's the Cowboys' resurgence, which is really out of nowhere. They were dead and buried after losing to Tennessee on Monday Night Football. It's an amazing thing. And it gives Eagle fans some hope they could do it. But is the Cowboys' resurgence, and you think of a team like the L.A. Chargers, not a flashy team. They play very good defense. They can run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is there hope for a running team that plays good defense to go deep in the playoffs this year?
How about that? The demise of the ground game and defense, greatly exaggerated, question mark?
Yeah.
That's Pat Callahan. This is Joe Torti. This Week in Pro Football. We'll be right back.
97.5, The Fanatic. To fight to keep their playoff hopes alive. Redskins, Eagles. It's an NFC East Monday night matchup. And we're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Shopping for a new Ford will be a five-star car shopping experience if you put a John Kennedy Ford dealership on your list to visit. There are five John Kennedy Ford locations, so you're probably close to one right now.
Woo-hoo!
Start your search at KennedyAuto.com. View thousands of new Fords from the all-new EcoSport SUV to work-ready F-Series trucks. Get a bottom-line price sent directly to your inbox. Start now at KennedyAuto.com. John Kennedy Ford. Enjoy your ride.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts. available for sale, and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
In celebration of our hometown heroes and park's 20th birthday, they're giving new customers Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders $20 a month for 20 months to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit the anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free at 866-727-5325 for more details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Philly is a city of winners. It's in our DNA. From championship sports teams to adrenaline-pumped fans, we know how to play and win. That's why Sugar House is Philly's casino. We've got that winning combination. Smoking hot entertainment. More games with better odds. Unsurpassed player rewards and service. And soon, Sugar House will welcome Philly's ultimate sports book.
Philly loves a winner.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you have a large group of friends that want to watch sports this weekend? The Sixers and Memphis, the Flyers and Pittsburgh, and Monday Night Football with the Birds and Washington. Philadelphia's newest sports bar, Stats on 17th, has a VIP lounge where bottle service meets sports. Stats on 17th is the perfect place for a group of friends to have a sports party with comfy leather couches, 30 huge screens, great food, reasonable prices, and hot waitresses. Call to reserve your big game party. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street, below Davio's. Statson17.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
About 11/22 to 12/118. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XDS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, previous rentals, 2019 Encore Terrain, 27 months leases, $1,595 with 1,500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. Ends 12/24/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XDS was over 50,009, now just 25,4. That's 50%. Off $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54.4, now $32.6. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Sports Talk for Glenn Mills and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Callahan and Torty back here this week in Pro Football 97.5. The Fanatic, did you know, Joey, presented by Bryn Mawr Trust, that the four worst NFL teams in net takeaways, that's Arizona, Jacksonville, San Francisco, and Tampa Bay, the four worst are a combined 11 and 33. So I imagine one begats the other, right? Well, those are the only four teams with a worse ratio than your Philadelphia Eagles.
Oof.
So, I mean, we have really got to step it up. There's a lot of areas. What areas do the Eagles need to greatly improve on to run this gauntlet? Well, number one is taking the ball away. Well, maybe not number one, but close to it. They've got to start taking the ball away from the other team.
Yeah, because it's not, you talk about the turnover ratio. It's not like they're just hemorrhaging the ball up all the time during these games. They're just not taking it. You're absolutely right.
Philadelphia, 27th in the league. They have eight whopping turnovers, and they've turned it over 16 times for a minus eight.
Yikes, it's brutal. Let's go to Nick in South Jersey next. What's going on, Nick?
How we doing today?
All right, Nick.
Good, good, good. Chime in on this Kareem Hunt aspect of it. I think it's, I heard a caller mention earlier about a punishment for the whole team being the entire team missing the playoffs. I just thought that was insane.
Yeah, it was an overreach. But what do you make of the idea that the team could be punished generally? Maybe not that.
I don't like that either.
Okay.
I'm not going to defend Kareem Hunt. I saw the video. What he did is unacceptable. Even with his boys trying to hold him back, and he was still going after, that's not cool. However, it's not a Kansas City Chiefs problem. Are you going to go in on Monday and tell Pat Mahomes after week 17 that he can't play in the playoffs because Hunt was on his team? That, to me, that's not fair. You're talking about 52 other guys on the team, an entire coaching staff, all the way down to scouts, personnel. That's not fair to me, personally.
Well, so let me try this with you, Nick, because the NFL, and Commissioner Roger Goodell in particular, has made domestic violence and issues against women a big deal. And therefore, I mean, he inherently has the agreement of all of the ownership. He represents the owners in terms of being the NFL. So you're not necessarily, like, I am totally against the idea that the Chiefs shouldn't make the playoffs. But something like a forfeiture of draft picks, so, like for Spygate, you know, was the long snapper a part of Spygate? The Patriots still got punished there. I think that if you're going to have the domestic violence issue be a banner issue for the league, and the commissioner makes it a banner issue, therefore the owners make it a banner issue, it's not outside of the purview to punish the owners who do not do a good enough job of vetting this kind of stuff out.
That is a very fair point. Penalizing draft picks, I don't think is fair. If you're going to hurt them, then you got to go to the owners, and you got to hurt them in the pockets financially. This act had nothing to do with what goes on the football field.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So you're thinking about Deflategate. You're thinking about Spygate, where there was punishment enacted. That's entirely different because it impacted what went on the field.
True.
Regardless of what Kareem Hunt did, the Chiefs did nothing but play the player that the NFL said that they could play.
Well, Nick, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Here's what I'll say once again, though, is that deflating footballs and spying on, you know, teams' video and stuff like that, that wasn't a league-wide initiative spearheaded by Roger Goodell and therefore the 32 NFL owners. Like, if you think that hitting an owner with like a $500,000 fine will literally do anything, that is a laughable idea if they care about winning football games more. That's why you hit them where it counts. It's draft picks, because that's how you build your winning juice for your team.
I know.
I know you don't like it, Pat.
Nah, because you're still holding the team accountable for what happened at 1 o'clock in the morning in a hotel hallway in Vegas. And I just don't think that's fair to the team. They cannot police 53 guys 24 hours a day. I just don't think that's the way it should be. I understand your point, though. I mean, look, it's debatable. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I think it's a tough, tough standard to impose upon a team that has a bunch of employees that are grown men.
Sure.
But at the same time, there's validity to your point that, hey, they knew about it. They knew with this guy, just like they did with Tariq Hill. And if you're going to make these kind of picks, well, then you better be ready for what's coming. So there's merit. There's certainly merit to your argument, I would say that. So, and your point is right, too, that the league likes to wrap itself in all of this fuzzy, warm and fuzzy stuff. You know, look at us. We're a champion of this, that, and the other thing. And then when something goes wrong, they mishandle it. You know, like
consistently.
Yeah. Washington is an example, picking up Foster, when clearly it was a terribly optic thing to do. But The league just has a way of never being able to handle these issues, and very unfortunate. Listen, my trivia question is still there, gang. Let's go. Somebody answer this. Zuli could not do it. Big Redskin fan, but the answers are very gettable, you would say, Joey?
I had them. Yeah, I got them.
And so I just want to know, Eagles are playing the Redskins. Name me the three guys, longtime Redskins, who hold the career Washington record for most rushing yards, most passing yards, most receiving yards. How about a look here at the slate? NFL preview presented by M&T Bank for week number 13. I, of course, have been lampooning this schedule. There's not many games to talk about. Dallas wins over the Saints. Just a bad night for New Orleans. Cowboys, though, Joey Bags, they are now, what is Dallas now? They're at 7-5.
Yeah.
Dallas at 7-5. They were 3-5, dead on arrival. Now they're 7-5. That's the way it is in the NFL these days. The only two games I see of terrible interest, Joe, Minnesota at New England. This opened at a higher number, and now it's down to 4.5. I think a lot of money came in on Minnesota. This is a late game Sunday. Can the Vikings go into New England to get a win?
Against New England, their record is horrendous on the road historically. So I'm going to go ahead and say, nah.
I think it's going to be a tough, tough road for Minnesota to go. Chicago is playing at the Giants. Looking good for the Bears right now. And the other one's a Sunday night game, a very interesting game. Two teams you don't think of playing each other very often.
No.
That is, the L.A. Chargers are at Pittsburgh. It's just not a rivalry-type thing, you know. And yet, these are two teams that are, on the face, they're good teams. The Chargers sitting, I can't see my glasses. I can't see without my glasses. What are they, 8-3?
They're 8-3.
Chargers sitting at 8-3. Yep. And the Steelers coming off a terrible loss in Denver, 7-3-1. Who do you like here?
My gut tells me Pittsburgh, but then again, I was sure about them against Denver. I thought they were going to shake off that history.
So
I'm a little gun-shy on the Steelers.
I mean, they gave that game away, right? They gave that game away. Two turnovers inside the 5-yard line, and the Steelers on the road are just, they don't bear the faintest resemblance to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I mean, they're two, I don't even know if it's the same guys. So now they're at home. I just think it's going to be a very, very tough out without Melvin Gordon.
Right.
Very tough game for L.A. to go out there and win.
And it's always harder for West Coast teams moving east, except for Pittsburgh, of course, who struggles everywhere. The West Coast teams moving east typically have a harder team than East Coast teams moving west.
That's true, but this is a Sunday night game, so it doesn't. That's a little bit reduced, but still, that's going to be a tough game for the Chargers to win. But Pittsburgh's so schizophrenic, you don't know. I like Phillip Rivers a lot. That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one for sure. Let's wrap that up and then take a phone call. Maybe Belfaso.
Yeah.
Belfaso? I'm going to get this name wrong. Maybe as a crack at your trivia question as well. Belfaso, you're on the Fanatic.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, man. Sorry for butchering your name. I apologize.
That's all right. It's Belfaso. It's all right.
Gotcha.
Calling from Kansas City. Diehard Eagles fan from Philadelphia. Moved out here last year.
Nice. Okay.
All I got to say to start off with, Kansas City is in the hunt for a running back.
Nice.
Saw what
you
I'm
said
talking
there.
About
very
guys. How
clever.
You guys doing this morning, though, all right?
Fine.
Let's get on this conversation here. So I'm walking around the city this morning, and this town is in disarray. They have no clue what to do. I see people walking around with Kareem Hunt jerseys all day long. I'm rocking my Eagles Ryan Dawkins shirt, walking around laughing at everybody. Is it a subject to laugh at? On the Kansas City's part, yes. But, you know, all I got to say is, listen, if you're not an Eagle, you're not flying high. Go Birds.
All right, there you go, Belfaso.
Interesting. Kansas City. Glad somebody's listening to us in Kansas City. Huh?
Absolutely. You're huge in Kansas City.
I know.
You
I am
know
big.
That?
I am big in Kansas City because, you know, me and Len Dawson go back a long time. But I can understand the fans in KC who are gearing for a Super Bowl run to see it. You know, it's not insurmountable, Joe. I mean, Hunt's a very good running back, but I mean, the way the Chiefs play, certainly, you know, the running back isn't the linchpin. I think they can still go deep into the playoffs without him.
It's possible. The thing that I look at, and this is what I've always pointed to, is that, you know, coming out, I didn't know how good Kareem Hunt was going to be, and I should have, because Andy Reid always did prioritize the running back position for his offenses. When you look at Westbrook, you look at McCoy, you always had to have somebody who could do it all. Jamal Charles. Like, you always had to have somebody who could do everything. I don't know if Spencer Ware is going to be able to do that, but who can really slow down Pat Mahomes anyway? So what's the difference?
I know. 610-632-0975. Get on the horn and give us a call about this. Yeah, can the Eagles really run this gauntlet? Can they run this gauntlet that they've got to do the next 4 weeks? I think, and especially now the Cowboys having won Thursday night, is it really even doable?
No, I don't think so. I think that, and I've said it before, if there was an opportunity for this team to gear up on the underdogs thing and to say, our back's against the wall, nobody believes in us, blah, 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 then you have the opportunity to see it on Monday night. But that is just such a rough road. In the NFL, we've seen how tough it is to win multiple games in a row. We're talking about the Eagles need to go on this streak, need to go on that streak. They haven't won two games in a row yet. So, it's been brutal.
Pretty damning.
Yeah. So, 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Got to get you in for the trivia question as well. You can also reach out to the show on Twitter at Joe Torti at TWIPF. Pat, some good tweets already. We'll get to those coming up next. It is This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Optimism to win the NFC East is diminishing as the Birds are set to take on the Redskins on Monday Night Football. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, attention neighbors, I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon, is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank, understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Kershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
If you're a small business, sole proprietor, or partnership, and you've been considering getting some protection from liability, they can help. Whistler Perlstein can give you complete advice on the formation of an LLC or corporation, and also prepare you for an agreement which takes care of the eventual death or disability of a member, or the day they, or you, just want to hit the beach. There are many ways to handle these things, but only one is right for you. They have formed thousands of entities, have been around 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, PA. They have 30-plus attorneys covering these issues and many others. So call Mike O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to their website, WhistlerPerlstein.com. Give them a call. They can help.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and an STP extended life filter for $27.99 at AutoZone stores now. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Wow.
For me?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
If you owe back taxes to the state of New Jersey, tax amnesty could be the best gift you get this season. Now through January 15th, you can pay back what you owe with reduced interest and no penalties. To learn more or to find out if you owe, go to taxamnesty.nj.gov or call 800-781-8407.
That is awesome.
Just what I needed.
Thanks so much.
New Jersey Tax Amnesty. Consider it a gift.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
It's the little things, like turning Cyber Monday into 7 days of cyber deals. Cyber Week at Peebles starts Monday, and you get an extra 50% off purchases both online and in-store. Plus, more cyber deals, like 70% off boots for her and 60% off gourmet food gifts. Buy one, get one free on bath and body gift sets and 60% off select toys, too. Missed out on Black Friday? Get your cyber shopping on today. Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply. See store for details.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to This Week in Pro Football. Callahan and Torty here. Week 13 of the National Football League. Joey Bags. Here's the Washington Redskins. Adrian Peterson is sixth in rushing. That's good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Alex Smith, now that's before he went down, but what's the difference? 27th in quarterback rating. He had less yards per attempt than C.J. Beathard and Blake Bortles. I mean, this is the Washington Redskins. They're 17th in defense. They're not bad, though, in terms of allowing points per game. Only allow 20.8 points per game, which is right in line with what the Eagles are scoring. They're fourth with a +9 turnover ratio. If there's any way this game could get away from Philadelphia, it's Washington's +9 turnover ratio against Philadelphia's -8 turnover ratio. So, I mean, if you got to line this up, that is the one area of this game where the Eagles could blow it. If they leave the ball on the ground or throw a bad pass or something like that, and again, you let a team that should lose the game stay in the game, and now it's a whole different story.
Well, and I almost wish that Philadelphia had been getting Colt McCoy on the first week that he took over, because those were some pretty profound ball control issues that that you saw on Thanksgiving. Right. So I was expecting that maybe this gets tightened up a little bit, but
I think it will.
Man, oh man, I cannot believe I'm sitting here looking at Colt McCoy as the opposing quarterback, being like, well, it might be a tough spot for Philadelphia, no, but like it actually is.
They got to get some first quarter scoring. They got to get some turnovers. They got to get better wide receiver production. I'm tired of hearing about how good Golden Tate feels. They got to get some much better wide receiver production. Alshon Jeffrey has disappeared from a significant role in the offense. And they got to get a pass rush. That's all. That is it, Joe. That's it.
Let's go to T City in Temple. What's going on, T?
What's going on, dude?
What's up, man?
All right, so I want to talk some Eagles Redskins, man. All right, ready? I got Josh Adams, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns versus that bum Redskins defense. They're garbage, right?
Garbage.
I got Carson Wentz making a statement, going off. What do you think?
I don't know if that defense is a little harsh, wouldn't you say there, T? I mean,
I was looking at it, and like they're going to dominate, right, the whole game. I can see it, right? Josh Adams is a stud. Everybody's sleeping on him, and also T-City thinks that Alshon Jeffrey finds the end zone this week.
I appreciate the use of the third person, T-City.
Wow, good Temple, man.
I also want to talk about NFL MVP.
And who is it?
It's not Mahomes. He's a bum.
Oh, my God.
It's Carson Wentz.
All right.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
All right, T. We're going to let T take a shot at the trivia question. I just can't do it.
You can't just give hats away to everybody.
I mean, Carson Wentz is MVP. All right. T.C.
Mahomes is a bum.
Mahomes is a bum. You can see that. He only has 37 TD passes. What is he doing back there? That's ridiculous.
I wanted to ask you about yards per attempt, too.
Yeah.
Because you point that out about Alex Smith. Tom Brady's yards per attempt are quite low this year by design with that Patriots attack.
Well,
what do you make of it as a strategy?
What makes you think it's by design?
Well, because I think that traditionally speaking, we talk about what Aaron Rodgers does better than anybody else. Like, Tom Brady's short passing game might be the best that we've seen since Montana. His ability to pass close to the line of scrimmage. I think that's just where he's best. That's where they've done it. You've rarely seen, not since like the Randy Moss days, you see the Patriots taking shots downfield over and over and over again.
That's true. And they've had such upheaval at the receiver position with Edelman just getting back, bringing in Josh Gordon, Chris Hogan disappearing from the Patriots offense, Gronkowski being perpetually hurt. That's what I'm saying. Minnesota might be in a bad spot tomorrow if any type of coalescing happens with the Patriots and they start getting their January game face on early. That could be a tough spot for Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. Just a word about that. My thought, Joe, about talking about playoffs. The Cowboys now, you know, they signature a certainly a signature win for them. They have the 10th ranked defense in the league. And of course, Ezekiel Elliott is, what is he, first? I think he's first in rushing right now. He leads the league in rushing.
Yes.
Similarly, you got the team like the L.A. Chargers, Melvin Gordon, sixth in the league in rushing, and San Diego also. I'm not saying San Diego.
I thought Adrian Peterson was sixth in the league in rushing.
No, he's first. Elliott is first. Gordon is sixth in rushing. You're right. I did say that. Peterson is ninth, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Peterson ninth. Thank you.
See, I'm paying attention.
And you are. And the LA Chargers eighth in defense. Do you think there's room in the playoffs this year for one of these teams that control the ball and play good defense to actually go up against the Pat Mahomes of the world and maybe win a playoff game?
Sure. I do believe that that's the case. I think that especially if you have awareness of where you are and you believe that a team is better than you, if you run a game where you're trying to have the ball the entire game and not give the other team the opportunity, and I mean you're running the play clock down every single play and you're picking up first downs on the ground, I mean there is an absolute way to win games there because the other team's margin for error shrinks all the time. We've seen teams be successful that way, and I don't think that it's done quite yet just because L.A. and Kansas City are so good through the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a good example was Thursday night.
Yeah,
Dallas kept the ball away from New Orleans most of the time, and won the game, and that's right, and that's the way a team I think could do it. Dallas I think could be a tough out. I just don't know. I'm not a believer in Amari Cooper. I'm not going to drink that Kool Aid. I mean, I think he's a good receiver. Is he why they won four straight games? No. If you think about it, it's two touchdowns against the Redskins on Thanksgiving. They were both flukes. Yeah, you know, guys fell down. He turned around. There was nobody near him. He ran into the end zone. So I think Dallas is still beatable, certainly beatable. But I think their defense is playing real well, and they could cause a team like the Rams or a team like New Orleans. They obviously can cause a team like New Orleans trouble.
Right.
And on the flip side, I think the Chargers, you know, they could always be a tough out. Phillip Rivers is never going to let that team get blown out, and that's an interesting playoff window we're going to see Sunday night.
Absolutely it is. 610-632-0975. Reach out to the show on Twitter at TWIPFPat and at Joe Torty. Tyler Zuli has recently switched his Twitter handle to just at Tyler Zuli. I guess it's not that recent anymore, but he's joined the grown-up Twitter ranks there. And, of course, if you miss a minute of this show, it'll be podcasted at 97.5thefanatic.com. We do need to get somebody in on this trivia question. It's gettable.
It is gettable. I don't know why this. No one's trying my questions anymore. This is three stone-cold recognizable names. One is maybe a little difficult, but somebody, even if you tweet in the guess, if you tweet it in right, to Joey Torty or something like that. If you get it right, we'll give you a hat.
Wow.
What am I going to do? Somebody's got to get this answer. The three Redskins who hold the career records for rushing yards, passing yards, receiving yards. Somebody out there knows that. 610-632-0975. You ready for Sal?
I am excited for Sal. He's coming up next. Chris Harris at the bottom of the hour. All of that and more when This Week in Pro Football returns. Pat Callahan, Joe Torty. Keep it locked right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Flyers, Penguins. Tonight at 7 on your home for Flyers hockey. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Pat Callahan here to tell you that Cantor Novak Beaver & Pike is a full-service CPA firm with offices in Pennsylvania and New Jersey offering first-rate accounting, audit, and tax services. They focus on helping clients achieve their business and financial goals, from startup operation to long-term financial planning. For more information, please call Terry Cantor or Dan Pike at 215-550-2954 or visit them on the web at www.cnbpcpas.com.
It's Park Bank's 20th season, and they're gifting you $20 a month for 20 months to join the family. That's right. New Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders earn up to $400 to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit their anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free 866-727-5325 for details. Offer available to New Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
One vision, one story, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Brimar Trust, and we're one team with one goal: to help you grow financially, one decision at a time. Whether it's buying a home, building wealth, or protecting what you've worked for, BMT personalizes financial solutions tailored to fit your specific needs, making tomorrow's goal a reality with one vision, one story, one BMT. Build on tomorrow today. Visit us online at BMT.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
About 11/22 to 12/1/18. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
Excellent tax edition. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XDS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, previous rentals, 2019 Encore Train, 27 monthly leases, $1,595 to consignment, $1,500 GM competitive lease rebate, qualified event in 12/24/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XDS was over $50,009, now just $25,400. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54.4, now $32.6. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Philly is a city of winners. It's in our DNA. From championship sports teams to adrenaline-pumped fans, we know how to play and win. That's why Sugar House is Philly's casino. We've got that winning combination. Smoking hot entertainment. More games with better odds. Unsurpassed player rewards and service. And soon, Sugar House will welcome Philly's ultimate sports book.
Philly loves a winner.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
All right. Welcome back to hour number two this week in pro football. Callahan and Torty. We got South Powell coming up. Let's clear the phones.
Joe on 295 is up next. What's up, Joe?
How you doing, guys?
Doing great. Joe.
This year was kind of... Howie had a bad year. I mean, that was one of the things. I give him a pass this year because of my lifelong dream of them winning it. But he had a tough year. I didn't like the tape. And I said it at the time. I said, he's the same as Aguilar. I didn't like that. I mean, it wasn't the third-round pick. It was just that it was a duplication of Aguilar. I think he messed up, and he should have gotten rid of Graham in the beginning of the year. It would have helped Graham out. I thought he should have kept Curry. And Bo Allen, I thought, was irreplaceable, in my opinion. He was just – he stopped the middle. If you notice how bad we are against the run, once people just stop passing, they just run on us too. So you know, he just had a bad year. And hopefully he has in every other year where he has a great year. I mean, his drafts were good. His draft was a decent draft considering, you know, he traded the pick and Goddard's a good player. And
right.
Who knows, kid from Australia, you know. But he had a tough year. And, you know, I used to rip the heck out of him, and I praised the heck out of him last year. But, you know, he's got to look himself in the mirror. He's had a tough free agent year.
I think you could say that, Joe. Absolutely. You want to give this trivia question a crack?
Yeah, I think, is it Jurgensen? Passer? Art Monk, I think that's the definite. And then I'm vacillating whether it's Larry Brown or Riggins. I'm going to go Riggins.
All right,
good guess, Joe.
Came very close.
Scorching hot.
Very close. So he did a good job there. You know, it was a name you guys weren't even thinking of there. You know, but almost got it.
Look, that close.
How about we get right to the second hour and our co-host in the second hour, that'd be the host of the NFL Matchup Show and a good friend of Howard Mudd. That would be the great Sal Palantonio. Good morning, Sal.
Oh, you read that section of the book, huh?
Well, I mean, you and Howard, you go way back and... So anyway, yes, the book is called The Inside Story of How the Philadelphia Eagles Won Their First Super Bowl Championship, available on Amazon. And I know it's doing very well, and I urge anybody to get out there and get a copy of it. So,
yeah, if I may, I would like to promote our book signing at the brand new bookstore that just opened in Center City on Walnut Street. It's a fabulous bookstore. If you haven't been there, it's called Shakespeare and Company. And they have two of them in New York. They opened up one outside of New York for the first time, and they did it in Center City, Philadelphia. It's on Walnut, right in Rittenhouse Square. It's called Shakespeare and Company, and I will be there on Friday night at 6:30 p.m.
All right. Look forward to that. Sal, we're going to reverse the order here. Usually we start talking about the home team. We're going to do that last this time. First, I want to get your reaction to the Thursday night game. New Orleans sure. Going into Dallas and getting punched really in the mouth. Your thoughts about that game?
Well, you know, Pat and Joe, if you remember prior to the Eagles playing the Cowboys, I warned everybody about the Cowboys' defense on this show.
It's true.
I said that game is going to be a very difficult game for the Eagles. The Cowboys' defense, the drafting of the Notre Dame linebacker Smith,
yeah,
and Van Der Esch turned out to be, you know, really two good moves because they are violent and fast at the point of attack, and they probably have the best pass rusher in the NFC in DeMarcus Lawrence. So, you know, they're attacking the quarterback. They're not letting running backs get past the second level. They're very good tacklers, and they're coached very well, and they're getting after the quarterback. And when they played Colt McCoy on Thanksgiving, it was a tale of two halves. He played well in the first half, and then they started hitting him, and then he shut it down, and the Cowboys ran away with that game. And that's the most uncomfortable I've seen Drew Brees in a long time. Now, I know they had a lot of rest, but still, those Thursday night games on the road are tough just because of an NFL player's body clock. It's difficult to go on the road on Thursday night and win, but that was about as bad as I've seen New Orleans play in a long, long time. And I think you have to give a lot of credit to the Dallas defense. I really do.
All right. So I was asking Joe in hour number one, Sal, and I know I'm peeking ahead here, but I'm periodically allowed to do it. But so the model that the Cowboys have seemingly unearthed in the last 4 weeks, like miraculously after that loss to Tennessee on Monday Night Football, the model they have, and it's kind of the model the L.A. Chargers have, which is play very good defense, aggressive defense, run the ball, and take advantage of your opportunities. In this league, the way this game is played today, this Madden NFL, is there a path for teams like that to go deep into a playoff run?
Well, that's the question. The way you phrase the question, Pat, deep into a playoff run. So there are four or five teams that are using this model right now. Baltimore is definitely one of them. They're limiting Lamar Jackson's pass attempts to 25 or less in the last six games. They've had 40 or more rush attempts in the last two games. They're number one in points allowed. Defense, running the football, they're on the doorstep. Chicago, same deal, on the doorstep.
Right, I forgot about that.
Marginal quarterback play.
Yep.
San Diego has good quarterback play. Now, of course, they're going to be missing their running back, it looks like, for at least a couple of games. But they're playing lights-out defense, giving up 19 points a game, San Diego. Good quarterback play. So those are the models. Dallas is in that grouping, for sure. I don't know whether how deep you can go. It depends on the matchup. You know, it really does. I mean, can Baltimore go into New England and beat the Patriots with the current system that they have? Probably not. You know, without Kareem Hunt, I don't think Kansas City is going to be very much in the hunt. You know, from just a football perspective, losing Hunt is similar to losing Carson Wentz last year, the way the Eagles lost him. But to injury is one thing. This kind of upheaval that this kind of disturbing event causes within an organization, I don't know what kind of psychological disrepair that causes within the Kansas City organization.
Sal, speaking of psychological factors, I was talking about the Eagles' state of mind at the moment, and this might be one of the first times they can really actually utilize the backs against the wall underdog mentality, and this is a must-win game, it seems, on Monday night. Have you sensed any kind of additional motivation or urgency from the team?
You know, they played that card last week, Joe. When I talked to Doug Peterson before the game against the Giants, you know, he said we had a great meeting on Saturday night in the team hotel. He described it to me. I reported it on SportsCenter and on Instagram, Sal Pal ESPN. And when I did that, I was convinced, frankly, that they had extra motivation. And then they came out and played flat against the Giants in the first half, offensively and defensively. So I don't know how much psychological factors factor in to what the Eagles are doing right now. I think they just have a severe matchup problem in two areas that's holding them back. Number one, their offense goes through the tight end, Zach Ertz. They acquired Golden Tate. They've tried to shoehorn him into this offense. They've targeted him 20 times and got a paltry 97 yards out of him since they acquired him. They're now, I think, over trying to get him involved so much just to justify the trade itself. And they're ignoring Alshon Jeffrey as a result. And, you know, I went back and looked at it. I think I emailed it to you during the week, Pat. You know, love Zach Ertz. All pro tight end, absolutely going to probably break Jason Witten's single season receiving record for tight ends. But when you go back and look at Jason Witten, and Jason Witten's probably going to get the Hall of Fame. I'm going to vote for him. I'm a voter. I'm voting for Jason Witten going to Hall of Fame. But when Jason Witten set that record with the Cowboys went 8-8 that year. It's very hard to run your offense, your passing game, through the tight end. You need an explosive wide receiver as a complement.
Yeah, especially the way the game is played now, because you got to get chunks of yards.
And this is no way to disparage the great talent of Zach Ertz and the great talent of Jason Witten. It's just the schematics of the way the game is played. You don't want this offense to turn into Tony Romo to Jason Witten all the time. You just don't.
And especially, Sal, I've been talking about it during the show, is they've got to start to play well in the first quarter. You mentioned how flat they came out against the Giants. I mean, it's hard to derive any inspiration from last week's game to say that Philadelphia is ready to go on a gauntlet that starts with Washington, then goes to Dallas, then to Los Angeles, and then home to Houston.
Yeah, so the second, the answer to Joe's question, the second is obviously the secondary. They've had all those injuries. Now, they're going to get Sidney Jones back, but to what extent? You know, he's had foot and ankle and hamstring and soft tissue injuries in the leg ever since he, you know, busted his Achilles in the last year of school that dropped him down to the second round. So I don't know how much he's going to contribute. I don't know how much Darren Sproles is going to contribute. But they need to attack Colt McCoy on Monday night. I mean, literally, relentlessly attack Colt McCoy. I mean, the bottom line is this, right, Joe and Pat? you got to be able to beat Colt McCoy on Monday Night Football at the Lake.
Yep, absolutely.
We could talk for 3 hours about this game, but it's summarized in that sentence, is it not? Man. I mean, it is.
So, Sal, one of the things that I know that you were higher on Dallas's chances for Thursday night in particular than a lot of people were, and last week this time we were talking.
You and I talked the day before the game, and I told you, watch out for Dallas.
Yeah, exactly. And we were talking about their legitimacy in the NFC. We've heard people talk about them having a puncher's chance at making it to the Super Bowl. But do you see that as a statement game for them? Or getting up really big for one game against a Super Bowl favorite?
Listen, if we learned anything yesterday with this Kareem Hunt situation, is that anything can happen. If we learned anything by Carson Wentz's injury last year, it's that anything can happen. And you don't know how teams are going to respond. You got a lot of football left. And going back to Pat's question, in your answer is, can the Cowboys do it with a running game and defense? Yes, they can. It pains me to say that, but of course they can. You know, what travels the best in the NFL? A pass rush? One. A running game? Two.
Sure.
Those two things travel.
Yep, that's true. And right now, the home team, you know, they're banking on Josh Adams. Sal, give me your thoughts on Josh Adams. He physically now, I'm not saying qualitatively, but physically, he kind of reminds me of Marcus Allen. It's an odd physical stature for a running back. Very tall, seemingly thin. And you don't see that much anymore in the league.
No, they don't. Not since your guy in a Rams uniform, Eric Dickerson.
That's right. Well, Dickerson was, but he was thicker, I think, than Josh Adams is.
Oh, God, and he was a lot faster.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I just don't see, I mean, God bless Josh Adams. He's came in, he had a nice career at Notre Dame, and he's done very well. But, I mean, boy, the accolades that are being heaped on this guy.
He's been okay.
Yeah.
You know, he sort of looks like Cordero Patterson.
Yeah.
Doesn't he a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good one. Yeah.
The New England Patriots converted into a running back. You know, that was an extreme measure. Typical Belichick, find a guy and say, okay, you got to do this for the team, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, there's the door. you know, and Josh Adams has been pressed into service here. And they knew what they were getting with this guy. And sometimes it just takes time for guys to develop a sense of the game, for sure. If you don't have, you know, spectacular talent coming out of college, like Emmitt Smith or Zeke Elliott or, you know, or Franco Harris, to name a few, that just, you know, hit the ground running from the moment they stepped on an NFL field. Shady McCoy, Brian Westbrook. Just instinctive ability to go with great skill and athletic talent. You know, he just doesn't have all of those. He doesn't, you know, really he has, I don't think he has any of those traits, but he's managed to step into this role and play pretty well. And here's the thing, Pat, he's looked better than the alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And when you look better than the alternatives, people start to praise you.
That's correct.
Got to be faster than the slowest person when the bear is chasing you, right, Sal?
That's very good. That's very good, Joe. Look at you.
That is correct. That's the apt metaphor here. Exactly.
You pointed to two matchups in particular where the Eagles could struggle against Washington and areas where they might have areas for concern. Where do they win?
The Eagles.
Where do the Eagles win? Are there matchups that you like?
Where do they win? I think where they win is, you know, I think, A, if they study the tape, and Greg Cosell has a fantastic breakdown of the game on the matchup show this weekend. I DVR it because it's terrific. He goes back and he looks at the two games from last year where Carson Wentz played in both those games, and the Eagles won both games. But in both games, the Eagles had problems with the same exact pass rush. A double A-gap pass rush where the Washington Redskins played games and switched around and forced the Eagles to communicate, which they weren't doing a very good job of, and block which they also weren't doing a very good job of, and picking up the blitz. You'll see in the piece, when Wendell Smallwood does a poor job picking up the blitz and blocking, and Carton gets Carson Wentz mauled by the Redskins, you can see why Wendell Smallwood is not in the starting lineup for the Philadelphia Eagles right now, because he's just so bad at picking up the blitz.
Yeah.
But I think that's an area where I think they will win, because they will have learned their lesson, and they will have studied the film, specifically the quarterback, Carson. I think they will win for sure, without a doubt, with their defensive line, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I think this is a game where the Eagles' defensive line, similarly to what happened in the second half against the Giants, will just torment the undermanned Redskins offensive line and Colt McCoy.
All right, Sal, it's an ugly Week 13 slate, all right? So, but I'm going to allow you two sentences per the only two games that I think are worthwhile for this week besides the Monday.
I'll give you one sentence back. Okay,
one sentence, here we go. Minnesota at New England.
Vikings have no shot of winning that game.
Okay, there you go. And give me the following sentence, the L.A. Chargers traveling to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think that's an intriguing game, because the Chargers have a defense and a pass rush. Bosa is a problem. And Ben has been turning the ball over. He's got 12 interceptions. That's tied for the most, second most in the league. The only quarterback with more is Sam Darnold with 14. So that's not good.
Mm-hmm. And he said he's not sorry about it on his radio show. He said, I'll throw 12 more if I have to.
It's Antonio Brown's fault. Antonio didn't break off his route.
Great teammate. I gotcha. I think the Chargers can win that game.
All right, listen, let's do a little top five here, Sal, before we have to let you go. The top five brought to you by our buddy Pat McConney. So if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing your existing mortgage, lowering your monthly payment, check him out, Annie Mac Home Mortgage. He can hold your hand throughout the whole process. You can reach him at 267-474-6379. That's 267-474-6379. Annie Mac is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 338-923. I wanted to do the top five coach-quarterback tandems in the NFL today. A lot made of this. Used to be the type of things, you know, Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers. Well, they're not in the top five anymore, at least not in mine.
I think they've been
replaced by some younger guns. But first off, Joe, you mind if I go first? I'm the senior citizen.
Please,
here.
Let it rip.
All right, so, of course, it's got to be Belichick. Brady was still number one, I think, and probably will be till somebody else knocks him off. I'll go Peyton Breeze. They took a hit Thursday night, as Sal was mentioning, that Drew Breeze, I never saw him look less comfortable than he did Thursday night, and that, there might be some sort of blueprint there, but I still think they're second. You got to go Andy, December, November, and October, Andy, and Patrick Mahomes, three, all right? Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, they continue to do really wonderful things out there with mediocre talent, in my opinion. And I'm going to throw Sean McVay and Jared Goff in at five.
Oh, boy. Wow. This is interesting, Pat, because you have two defensive coaches thrown in there, right?
See,
I think you have to go Sean Payton, Drew Brees, one, because Sean Payton's calling the plays. And I'm going to go with the second Sean McVay, Jared Goff, because Sean McVay's calling the plays.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz, number three. People forget, they scored 30 points a game last year when everybody was healthy. Wentz was healthy. The offense was healthy. 30 points a game and won a Super Bowl based largely on the fact that they won 11 games together and basically tormented the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go Peterson, Wentz as number three. Reed and Mahomes, and we're going to find out soon enough if Patrick Mahomes is Andy Reid-proof here in December and January.
It's true.
As the last one. And then I'm going to shock and amaze you, Joe Frazier. I'm going to go Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson.
Okay, all right.
It's a good list.
Not bad.
I didn't pick any of the defensive-minded coaches because they're not calling the plays.
The only differences that I have, Brady, Belichick, Peyton, Breeze, I have Wentz, Peterson, fifth. They're in the top five. I had Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson at four.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin at three.
Yeah.
just looking at body of work and everything else. But I hear the compelling arguments for the Goffs, Mahomes, and Watsons of the world.
Yeah, Sal does have a good slant on it. But I think Carroll and Wilson, they deserve some sort of accolade for what they've been able to pull off with what I think is mediocre, consistent.
Of course. If you're just talking head coach, and his overall, stewardship of the team. But I'm talking about relationship.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
In terms of coaching the quarterback position and calling the plays on game day, which I think is truly a special relationship. Right. I think that's the way I decided to go. And if you go in that way, I think you have to put Peterson Wentz really close. They're the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. All right, the book's called Philly Special, the inside story of how the Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. It's a well-written book. I urge everybody to put it under somebody's tree a month from now. So, Sal, hopefully you're close to home this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's good.
All my rowdy ESPN friends will be in South Philly.
All right, bring the socks. The weather's supposed to be dropping during the game. I just want to forewarn you that. All right,
so make sure
you're prepared. All right, Sal, thanks very much, pal.
Take it easy, Sal.
All right.
There he is.
All right. So, I don't know. Sal's amplifying what I think you and I have been talking about. And I mean, especially, too. I mean, how about some points in the first quarter Monday? Can we dial up some points in the first quarter Monday, Joe?
So, it's the choreographed plays you don't like.
That's right. Let's script. How about we script a touchdown? Can we do that? How about we script a touchdown to a guy, Alshon Jeffrey, who's had less than 50 yards receiving 4 weeks in a row?
That'd be hilarious if I could get a telescope and zoom in on the scripted plays sheet, and I show you the third play that says third down and 12. And you're like, come on, man. Yeah. You're playing it on third down and 12?
I'm going to just guess that I think Jeffrey plays an outsized role in this game.
I think so.
Monday night. It's just way too much Zach Ertz. Like Sal said, Ertz is a great talent. He's playing very well, but I mean, come on.
Well, Ertz is doing something with his targets at least. Yeah. Like you've got Golden Tate getting twice as many targets as the next closest wide receiver. I would bet that some of Tate's targets are going to start to slide Jeffrey's way.
Well, I mean, I think they should. Jeffrey is a bona fide receiver, bona fide wide receiver one, in my opinion. And they should start to treat him like that. I mean, it's just the Tate experiment. I don't know. I don't think it's working. So I think you might have to go back to, Jeffrey was playing very well, and they should rethink that, certainly that position.
610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. Chris Harris will join us coming up in a matter of moments for all of your fantasy football needs. I'm sure that you have them now because there have been some, interesting developments over the course of the last 24 hours or so.
I'd say a lot of people are going to be scrambling. So if you want to find out from a real expert who your best fill-in is, this is the guy to call.
He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. This Week in Pro Football, I'll be back on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
How many times do I do this and don't remember the live read, Joey? This week in Pro Football, proud to have its sponsor, First Bank. Joey Calabro, a good friend of mine, has been a leader in commercial lender in the Southeast PA market for over 27 years. Joe's a market exec at First Bank, a local bank that understands the challenges of business and can make local decisions in a timely manner. Not only is Joe a banker I know can get business done, he embraces a rare quality that's been lost in the lending industry, and that quality is building meaningful relationships with clients. So to Joe and First Bank, goals are important, but helping businesses meet their financing and cash flow needs is their focus. Joe and his team always go above and beyond to work with their clients and strive to have their best interests in mind. I encourage you, if you're looking for a commercial bank for your business, stop in and see Joe or any member of his team in his Westchester office located at 121 North Walnut Street. Better yet, give him a call, 484-881-3810. That's 484-881-3810. Joe will come to see you. First Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
This week, it's the battle to stay alive as the Birds take on Washington in a must-win divisional matchup at Lincoln Financial Field. Join Jason Avant, Tavon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 6 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, it's the Joes, Torti, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
How do you build on tomorrow today? It starts with one story, one focus, one decision, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Bremer Trust, and we're one team with one goal, to help you grow financially.
Whether you're expanding your business, buying a home, investing, or protecting your wealth, BMT has all your solutions under one roof. Trust us to make tomorrow's vision a reality. One financial decision at a time. One BMT. Visit us online at BMT.com.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models should approve credit 2018 Cadillac XDS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, previous rentals 2019 Encore Terrain, 27 months leases, 1595 to assignment, 1500 June competitive lease rebate qualified, and ends 12/24/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XDS was over 50,009, now just 25,400. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54.4, now $32.6. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef, Cottman Avenue, and now at 4501 Woodhaven Road. Both serving classic Philadelphia favorites like roast beef and roast pork sandwiches, buffalo chips, gravy fries, and more. Man, my mouth is watering just talking about the menu. If you're looking for a great place to host or cater your holiday party, call Nick's Roast Beef at either location. Your guests will absolutely love the food, and my friends at Nick's Roast Beef will take great care of you. Call Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue or Nick's Roast Beef Woodhaven Road today. And tell them Jason sent you.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over two decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows, especially during cold and flu season. A nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
About 11/22 to 12/1/18. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
Fanatic. Fan favorite. Fan
catch all the games this season at Nick's Roast Beef Cottman. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games and two 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games.
Think you know football? Put your money where your mouth is with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill.
Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends online at royalbilliard.com.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com.
Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Sports Talk for Pennsauken and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Harris is on the line. Can we squeeze Jeff in and see if Jeff can answer this question? What do you think?
Yeah, let's try to make that happen really quick. Jeff, the leading passer, leading rusher, and leading receiver in Washington history.
Go.
All right, I think I'm going to go with Theismann for passer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go old school with John Riggins for rusher, and no question on receiving yards, Art Monk.
All right, there we go, Jeff.
Good job, Jeff.
Nicely done.
Jeff gets it. He nails it. And good for him. He wins a fabulous This Week in Pro Football hat. Man, let's give a hat to this guy, too, the host of HarrisFootball.com, the inimitable Chris Harris. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning. I would have gotten that one, plus I do want a hat.
Okay, you would have gotten that, huh?
Yeah, that was not a hard one.
Well, maybe we'll start bringing Harris in on the trivia question every week.
It's a great plan. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're hard normally, but that's a pretty good franchise to know who the best guys are.
Well, yeah. Chris, normally Pat's like, okay, name numbers 8 through 12 yeah, of the exactly. All-time. Like, yeah, that's what it is. So
all right.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Chris, we've got a few things to talk about. Now, by the way, 610-632-0975. Get on the phone here. Talk to Mr. Harris, especially if you got any good flex questions, which plague me every single week. All right, but Chris, some developments obviously overnight. I see you got Spencer Ware at 16. Let me ask you, did what happened with that change the way you ranked any of the Kansas City receivers?
No. Sammy Watkins isn't going to play anyway, so that sort of cleared. There really isn't another receiver there that they've consistently used enough that I'm ready to use any of them, right? Kelsey essentially is the second receiver. So I didn't move Kelsey. I didn't move Tyreek. Hard to move Tyreek Hill up further than I've moved him. And Mahomes stays where he stays, too. We'll see. I mean, is it possible that it gets easier to defend that team with a somewhat lesser running back? I do think Spencer Ware is a somewhat lesser running back than Kareem Hunt. But obviously he had success a couple of years ago before he hurt his knee. He's not a bad player. I think he's pretty good. I don't think he's... You know, Hunt is a special player in terms of balance. He just is hard to tackle in a way that Spencer Ware isn't. It's still going to be a machine. I still think, or at least I think it is. I think for a week, the strategy is treat it like you'd treat the other guys, and then let's just see what it looks like.
Now, Chris, as you're taking a look at the rest of the season, obviously this is a pivotal time as you head into the playoff for some leagues next week. Are there guys that you've highlighted that you maybe value more than you did early on in the season just because of their late season schedule?
I'm not so much the schedule guy, to be honest.
Okay.
I think the days of like being really scared of defenses may be behind us in the
Makes
NFL.
Sense.
You know, where who am I really supposed to be afraid of? I guess Khalil Mack, you know, I guess the Bears to some degree, but I'd start all my Giants tomorrow. Like, I don't know. I think probably my strategy, if I'm going to sort of manipulate my roster, comes down to, I think, you know, there are players who you've needed during bye weeks. Isaiah Crowell would be maybe the poster child. Like, okay, you could use him, but he's got no upside. And like, you'd never use him in DraftKings, right? You'd never use him in DFS. So probably you can be dropping him for, well, I would have said someone like Spencer Ware, but say Rod Smith or say Malcolm Brown, you know, handcuffing, maybe Dallas Goedert, right? If you're an Ertz guy, heaven forbid something happens to Ertz, like I feel like Goedert would slide in and be in a pretty valuable role. I think probably that's where I'm looking roster manipulation-wise, not so much at this dude plays Tampa Bay or this dude plays Cincinnati, because I just don't know that I find that many defenses scary anymore.
Let's go to Justin in Bethlehem, who has a fantasy question for you, Chris. What's going on, Justin?
All right. I have Austin Eckler or Brandon Cooks at the flex at the PPR.
That's such a great question. I love using Austin Eckler tomorrow night. I love it. I can't get away from using Brandon Cooks. The dude is a stud, and especially in a PPR. Like, it's a great problem to have. That's a champagne problem, but it's a totally legitimate, like, 51-49. I expect them both to be pretty good. If you went either way, I'd be comfortable. I think I'd play Cooks.
Yeah, it's hard. Like you said about the Giants, it's just tough to sit down a guy like Cooks. Eckler, because I had a similar question for you. I picked up Josh Adams on the waiver wire. He was very good for me last week. I got him penciled in for this week, but I also have Eckler. And yeah. I see you got Eckler ranked like 9 spots, 10 spots higher than Adams. Is that because of matchup, or you just you think Eckler is a superior player?
I think they're very different players. I like Adams. If you made the choice for Adams, I wouldn't be completely upset with it. It feels like the baseline, the floor, as we say, with Eckler feels a little safer. I know what it's looked like with Adams, but man, Corey Clement plays too much. You know, and part of it was because Adams hurt his shoulder early in that game, and. Right. But I do worry that they're, do the Eagles ever really want one guy? I know Doug Peterson will say he wants one guy. I just don't know that their actions ever really, you trade for Jay Ajayi and still all last year wouldn't go to one guy. And I think to the detriment until they started focusing on Ajayi in the playoffs. If I have a hesitation, it's that what if we get the trick? What if we get the Corey Clement, you know, 25 snap game? And I just don't feel like that's on the table for Eckler. Justin Jackson's a nice looking young rookie. He's probably going to play some. Everybody, yeah. Everything's a platoon. I guess the reason I ranked it the way I ranked it, because Eckler with no Melvin Gordon does feel pretty safe, and that could be wrong, but that's my perception.
I'm taking a look at your Golden Tate ranking at 33 among wide receivers, right around Larry Fitzgerald, Tyler Boyd, Sterling Shepard, that kind of group. I think a lot of people would be surprised if you just looked at the targets that Golden Tate got on this Eagles offense that he'd be rated so low. Do you consider him to be a guy with some upward mobility the rest of the way? Or do you kind of anticipate this is where he's going to hang out because something doesn't work with Golden Tate and the Eagles?
Maybe the latter. He's a little higher in PPR. I think I might have him just inside the top 30 in PPR. From, you know, the listeners all watched that game last week, and would anybody who watched that game say, wow, Golden Tate, those targets were so valuable. It was like a bunch of wide receiver screens that were like 4 feet behind him. You know, they were forcing it to him, no question. He's covered, right? And some of them could have been picked. And, you know, I saw, just like you're saying, that there was a clear emphasis in a way that there wasn't the first couple of games on really making him part of the game plan. It felt to me like maybe to the detriment, could we throw it to Alshon, who's a better player? Like, I can see what you're, I think there's some upward mobility there. If we continue to see the same sort of emphasis, and, you know, Alshon just seems like a little bit of an afterthought. The one Alshon long catch was not a penalty. Like, it's so frustrating. Right. I'm not even an Alshon owner. I'm just a fan. I just like him as a player, and that was not offensive interference. But I can see what you're saying. I have a hard time basing just purely on the pure numbers a higher rank for Golden Tate, because you, me, we all watched that Eagle game, and it didn't feel like he was a very good player in that game.
Hey, Chris, getting back to these flex things that have bothered me all season long, I wanted to know, a guy like Joe Mixon, right? Say you're deciding between a guy like a Joe Mixon who's on a dead-end team that's just careening off the railroad track into the river below, but you're deciding between a guy like him, maybe guys like Julian Edelman or even a Robert Woods. Does the way the team is going influence how you would make a decision like that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, especially because people want to tell me that Jeff Driskel being the quarterback of the Bengals, maybe that's a good thing. You never really liked Andy Dalton, Harris. Like, come on, man. Like, that could be a good thing. It seems like it's Blaine Gabbert 2.0 to me, and maybe Jeff Driskel's ready to, I mean, he was Tim Tebow 2.0 in college, and, you know, that didn't work out, and now he's Blaine Gabbert 2.0. It seems to me that when you have a worse quarterback, your team is worse. So this notion that, well, worse quarterback means more emphasis on the run, I never really buy that. Otherwise, Mark Sanchez would have had a whole lot of Hall of Famers playing with him, right? Because he was terrible. Sure, I mean, the problem sitting Mixon is that you're sitting what we all just sort of objectively know is a really, really talented player, a really, really good player. And it hasn't been as good for him lately, but you know he's getting a big workload, and the floor is pretty safe. I mean, Edelman and Woods are kind of different cases. Edelman just also feels like really, really safe. If I'm comparing Mixon to Edelman, they're almost the same. They have the sort of the same levels of upside, the same levels of scary usage, you know, downside. But Robert Woods would be the more explosive option, right? Part of the greatest show on turf, all that stuff. But yeah, the answer to the question is sure. I think I don't want to freak out on every little loss, every little. It's not like I'm now benching all my Saints because they can only score 10,
right,
10
exactly,
points against
right.
the Cowboys.
Right.
But I do feel like, sure, if a big change happens and we know the quarterback is worse, I don't think it's good for the player.
All right. I wish I'd struggle with that one. You mentioned you had Breeze and Newton right next to each other. I went with Breeze, like you said, and it was just a bad night for the Saints. What are you going to do? But this happens. All right, Chris Harris, thank you very much. It's harrisfootball.com. It's great stuff, all the rankings, and, of course, his podcasts are invaluable. I want everybody to check him out. And, Chris, we'll talk to you next week, pal.
No, we won't, right?
We don't see you next week.
I'm on a plane to L.A. next week back home. I'm at Cousin Josh's wedding this weekend. If people listen to the show, listen to the podcast.
Josh Reynolds.
My actual cousin. And I just wanted everybody to know that we actually got Matthew Stafford, his favorite player in the world, to sign him a congratulations card for his wedding. So he's on cloud nine.
Doing great work, Chris.
Chris Harris. I'll tell you. All right, we'll find a sub for you next week, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Good luck.
All right.
Thanks. There he is, Chris Harris, harrisfootball.com. Coming up, plenty more action left on This Week in Pro
Football.
That's
right. We can talk some more fantasy. Well, I guess we won't be doing that. But, we got plenty more to talk about here. 610-632-0975. We got the pick segment, a little Where Are They Now? And I am going to beat you this week, Joe. I'm going to beat you like a rented mule.
Okay, we'll see. Coming up next, Pat Callahan, Joe Torti on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. The NFC East is up for grabs as the Birds get set to take on the Redskins at the Link on Monday night. We're talking Eagles on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon. Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank. Understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient fines and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary 4-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until he gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, one in four batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Entertaining. Informative. Fun. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torta here to wrap up week number 13 this week in pro football. 97.5, The Fanatic and the National Football League as usual. I am totally remiss. SouthPat was brought to you by the folks at First Bank. Chris Harris by the good folks at Concrete Cutting Systems. Joey, how about we do a little Where Are They Now? Presented by Evolution Energy Partners. How about Sonny Jurgensen, who played for, he was drafted by the Eagles in 1957 and a far, far superior quarterback. He ends up leaving Philadelphia for Washington. The Eagles get Norm Snead back in return, which, you know, that's like trading Carson Wentz for C.J. Beathard, but that's what the Eagles did. And Snead became a poster child for one of the Eagles' worst periods in their history, the 60s. Jurgensen, 1983 Hall of Fame guy, 32,000 passing yards, 3,000-yard seasons back when the, you know, the teams actually ran the ball. He still holds the Redskins' single-season TD pass mark, 31. Well, that's something, isn't it? 1967. That's 51 years ago. He set the single-season touchdown pass mark. Boy, they don't chuck it that often in D.C.
Apparently not. Apparently they're still running the ball. Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, he played in Philadelphia from 57 to 63 and then from in Washington 64 to 74. Had a terrific career, as Sonny Jurgensen did. He was a favorite of Vince Lombardi. The couple of years that Lombardi was in Washington. And Tyler the Z says he still does the radio broadcasts on Redskin home games.
Okay. Nice. Very cool.
So, Sonny Jurgensen there. Where are they now?
Great player.
Where are we now? We're in the dreaded pick segment presented by the good folks at UGI. And that's life. That's life, Joey T. You continue to have the con because I'm 3-6 in my last 3 weeks, and you continue with your maddening 2-1, and you've inched it within a game of me now.
And just keep chugging along. I'm sure that all skids to a halt today.
You are the tortoise. You are Snapper Soup. So here we go, Snapper. Give me your picks.
Okay, so here we go. I'm only taking one of Jimmy from Matt Holly's suggestions, so I risk running his wrath. I'm going to start out with those Houston Texans taking on the Cleveland Browns. A lot of buzz about Cleveland and the 6 points. I just think it's a pretty bad spot for them. I'll take Houston minus the 6 at home. I will take another home team. Minnesota travels to New England. 4.5-point favorite. The line suggested that something was fishy with this game. Not fishy enough to keep me away. I'm going to take the Patriots minus the 4.5. I kind of like them to win by double digits here. And finally, another home team and another home favorite. I'll be taking the Seattle Seahawks, laying the 10 points, which is as large as any margin that I've laid so far on This Week in Pro Football. I just think that if you're Richard Sherman, you can't be saying that stuff about Russell Wilson right before you play. This could get ugly for San Francisco. I'm going to take Seattle minus the 10.
I think Richard Sherman has become a parody of himself. Don't you think, man? I think he just thinks now that, you know, he's become like another, like a 60 Minutes type guy, that when Richard Sherman speaks, everybody's got to listen. You got to cut that out, you know. He doesn't make the 49ers any better than if they didn't have him. So, all right, I'm going to go with I'm going to take Buffalo plus four at Miami. As Joe and I were talking about, I don't like take losing teams, but Buffalo's playing much better right now. They have a very good defense. I don't think Miami's any good at all. And I think Buffalo's going to win the game outright. So I'll take the Bills plus the four. I like New England, too. Everybody seems to like New England. A lot of bettors didn't. They bet the line down, but I'm going to go Patriots. And then I'm going to take Pittsburgh minus three and a half. I keep taking the Steelers, but they're home this time. You mentioned the West Coast, East Coast travel. I think this is one of those games where the home team Steelers light it up, and I see a 10-point victory for Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
So you played the good games. You played the two good games on the slate. How about that?
I know. I just can't stand picking losing teams, you know, but that's the pick segment presented by the good folks at UGI. We got a few minutes left here.
This is stunning. Like, this is a first ever on This Week in Pro Football. I want to take 20 seconds of that to say thank you to everybody who reached out on Twitter for the trivia question. You would have been first in line had we not gotten somebody on the phone. But better luck next time. Thank you for all the interaction there.
Yes. Always tweet us. Always. We're always welcoming your tweets at Joe Torti, at TWIPF Pat. But boy, it's a lousy slate. And of course, it comes down to the quarterbacks. And one of these times, we're going to talk about these quarterback drafts. Let me just tease this a little bit, Joe. Since 1983, there's been 453 quarterbacks drafted, all right, in the National Football League, not including this draft.
Okay, got it.
453. There's only 11 that are either in the Hall of Fame or are going, all right? No, there's some guys playing like Brady, Ben, probably Eli. They're going to go in the Hall of Fame. I counted them all in. Of the 453, 11 are going to be in the Hall of Fame. That's a pretty stark ratio.
I cannot believe that that's true.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. And there's of the 453, 248 of them did not combine throw as many TD passes as Peyton Manning.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah. I mean, so that just goes to show you some incredibly lousy quarterbacks have been drafted over the years. And even going back, of course, 1983 is always that benchmark because that was probably the greatest quarterback draft ever.
Sure. You know? Absolutely.
But just tell me, which one would you rank, aside from the 83 one, which one would you rank as the best quarterback draft ever?
2004 was, I don't know. Like, the 1971 draft was, like, pretty good. People have pointed to the 05 draft just because there have been pro quarterbacks in that draft. But the 04, you have two guys that I think are absolutely in the Hall of Fame in Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning, and one guy who's got a heck of an argument in Phillip Rivers as being a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, just those three alone. It's not quite the 83 draft, but it's way better than second place.
I would agree. I think Rivers is. And don't forget, too, Ryan Fitzpatrick was part of that 2004
draft. How
could you? I mean, let's not slight him. You know, but I think Rivers is a Hall of Famer, too. So, he's right. He has none of the hardware, but he's I don't think a lot of it's his fault.
Right. That's amazing to me, by the way, Pat. I want to let you finish, but it's so glamorous to be a quarterback. Like the football players growing up going into high school, you're like, man, you know, I wish I was the quarterback. Everybody wants to be the quarterback. And out of all of those guys drafted, there's only 11?
Well, six. There's six in the hole out of all those guys. And then there's Peyton, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Ben.
Going.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like I said, you might get Eli and Phillip Rivers in there, too. But 38 of those 453 played at least 10 seasons, which is not good. 38 played a decade. 48 had a winning record with a minimum 50 starts. So it just goes to show you, it's a dartboard, right?
It is.
That's one-tenth of the quarterbacks that were drafted since 1983 played 50 starts and had a winning record. And only 72 were even elected to a Pro Bowl. So
wow.
It just goes to show you, man, a lot of quarterbacks get picked and a lot of quarterbacks end up selling insurance.
That is amazing. That might be better than any did you know that you've given me to date.
Yeah.
That's flat out remarkable. Yeah. In a passing league,
I mean,
how few there have been.
Statistics, it's really shocking. 453 quarterbacks picked. 190 of those 453 never threw a TD pass in the National Football League. So you have all these scouting departments and all these guys, director of this and director of that scouting. scouting and director of left-handed scouting, and somehow you managed to pick a 40% of the quarterbacks drafted that never even threw a TD pass in the league.
Wow.
So, I mean, it just goes to show you. You wonder why the Eagles did what they did, drafting up to get Carson Wentz.
It looks way better now in the face of those stats.
It sure does, right? And the Rams getting Goff and the Chiefs trading up the way they did to get this guy. The Texans trading up. I mean, when you get a chance to do it, you got to do it. And I think, and there's the proof right there.
It's pretty rare. I think that you've actually changed my mind on an approach to drafting quarterbacks just in the wake of the... I'm serious. I'm not saying that to be Patrick. That's amazing. I used to be like, eh, how important is it? Like, you build a really good team. That is amazing how relatively few successful quarterbacks
have
been.
Yeah, I know.
That's amazing.
Funny. It's funny how it is. And it's only the top guys and boy, so many of them, Joe, just fall by the wayside without any commentary at all. It's an amazing thing. But
fall into the Leinart hot tub. It's a shame.
Matt Leinart, the official, that's right, the official receptacle of the overhyped quarterback is the Matt Leinart hot tub. That
there
is
you
certainly
go.
True.
We'll get the t-shirts printed up.
Imagine they had Kurt Warner benched because they wanted to showcase Matt Leinart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's central. It's there not like go. He was playing with Reggie Bush or great defenses or anything like that at SC. Okay, well, I guess that was a preview of hopefully what's yet to come for the quarterback drafts. Great week of this week in pro football. And, Pat, I'm looking forward to talking to you next week.
All right, same here, Joey. Look forward to it.
Pat Callahan, Joe Torti, Tyler Zuli did a great job producing. Thanks to Sal Paolo Antonio and Chris Harris for joining us and all the callers. We'll be back next week for this week in pro football on 97.5 The Fanatic.